Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, on today's broadcast, with the Lord's help, we shall conclude afflictions in the life of Christians, blessings in disguise. We were looking at how God controls the duration, the length, the intensity of all the troubles that we go through. And He allows, in the case of Job, the troubles that he had, the boils, the sickness, the loss, obviously God gave permission to Satan to do that. However, he was not able to touch his life. And Job had revelation in terms, he said, now I see you with the seeing of my eyes. He understood as he went through this very difficult time that God had a purpose in it. And he was blessed beyond measure when his captivity was turned and he prayed for his comforters, who did not an especially great job of comforting him. So anyway, let's look now at what the Word has to say. He has our best interest at heart. He is desiring to purify us. And the afflictions of the saints, there's three last thoughts I'd like you to receive, and that they are temporary, they're comparatively light, and they end in joy and blessing. And as I said, what I did was just literally sit down with a concordance, and so this is what the Word has to say in a fairly exhaustive way in terms of afflictions. All right, let's look at the fact that they're temporary. And again, sometimes we go through difficult times and situations, sometimes for years, but it's still a temporary and a short period of time when compared with our existence as a child of God. We are going to live forever, beloved. It's a very short time, so it's a matter of perspective. And we will be able to have joy as we go through whatever the trials are, because we know they're not going to last forever. Let me share some scripture with you. Psalm 30:5 says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." And Psalm 103:9, "He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever." And John 16:20, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice." What was he talking about? His crucifixion, his death. The religious leaders thought he was done and away with. "And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy." And beloved, this is true not just for them, but that is true for the saints of every generation of all times. And 1 Peter 1:6 says, Peter is speaking that the church is kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And then 1 Peter 5:10, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." You know, beloved, I'm thinking as we read this, you know, we always want to look on the bright side. We don't, and I know this is, you know, I've taken a a fairly lengthy time in terms of our broadcast schedule to talk about this, but it's important we have a scriptural knowledge of why we go through battles and trials and troubles. And these were written, like Peter, he actually walked and talked with Jesus for the entire 3 years. He was with Jesus. And they are talking, and James also, talking about the things, you know, count it all joy when you go through diverse temptations. They had a sense of perspective. And so these are the very disciples, the eyewitnesses of Jesus. They were with him. They heard his words. They saw the miracles. And they are exhorting us. And thank God for the Word of God that we have. And it's, you know, the devil's done everything he could to destroy God's Word over the ages, but he could not. And so we have that very same word today, which is given for our edification, for our comfort. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That which is of the spirit, that which is of God, and the soulish emotions, things that are yet part of our carnal nature. But the good news is, beloved, we are being transformed. We are a new creation in God's, from every moment from our new birth until the time we're going to be with Jesus, it is a work, we're in a work in progress. Hallelujah. So they are temporary, and then they are comparatively light. Romans 8 and 18 says, this is Paul, "For I reckon that the sufferings," now that's a strong word to use, "the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And again, that's having that sense of perspective, not only in quantity, but in quality. Beloved, a time is coming when we will understand things, when we're with the Lord, that we don't understand now. And he keeps things hidden from us. Why? Not to just keep us guessing, but that we can walk by faith. It takes faith. When we don't have answers, when we are in a place of confusion, when we're not understanding exactly everything that's going on, it takes faith to say, "Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you. I know you are good." That's why I've shared so much in the way of Scripture, because it's what God's Word is saying to us. My opinions, my extrapolations mean very little. It's what God's Word says that is the important thing. And so they're temporary, they're comparatively light, but the good news, beloved, is that they end in joy and blessedness. Now, you could say, okay, I want to hear what scriptures those are in comparison to substantiate that. Well, Psalm 126, 5 and 6 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." What do we see in this? We see a picture of someone who is doing what they know to do, doing what they are responsible to do. The farmer sowing seed, maybe his heart is breaking. And of course, this also refers to the souls of men, evangelization of the nations. That's what Jesus has called us to do. He's never taken away the Great Commission. "They that sow in tears," so there's going to be a period of time when they are weeping, the sowers are reaping. "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." What does that indicate? That indicates that seed has gone into the ground, it has germinated, and it has grown up, and the sheaves of wheat, for example, or barley, whatever it is, have matured, and they now will bring nourishment and health and strength to those who partake. And so that's a scripture. And there's another one I'd like to share found in Isaiah 61, 2 and 3. And I think we should recognize this readily. Jesus, this was his purpose, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to comfort all that mourn, to point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Beloved, there's times we do, you know, if need be, we have a spirit of heaviness. There are difficult times, the death of a loved one, or great concern about children, the choices that are being made. It is a natural thing. That's part of our human makeup. But we don't let that rule us. We can gain that heavenly perspective that we are seated with Christ at the right hand of the majesty on high, and we know that God is working everything. We may not understand it, how he's going to do it, but he will. And remember the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was teaching, Matthew 5 and 4 says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And then a final scripture I'll share with you in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 12 through 14. Beloved, and this is a word for us today, think not it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So, beloved, in the end, patience, endurance, trusting God, faith, hope, all of these are necessary when we're in a place of difficulty. Beloved, it's not going to stay this way. You shall be changed from glory to glory, praise God, for his blessing. He has created all things for his pleasure, and for his pleasure all things are and were created, and we're one of those. We're his blessed children. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.